Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, 16th of February, 2019. And it's getting close to 8 o'clock in the morning here. Chilly, chilly morning in Pineville, Missouri. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. And this morning, we continue reading in our Bibles, the King James Version of the Bible. Thy name is an ointment poured forth. God hath loved us and hath given us for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Ephesians 5:2, 1 Peter 2:7. God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Philippians 2:9 and 10. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Good morning, Warren Finney. Welcome aboard. The house was filled with the odor of the ointment. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Acts 4:13. O Lord, our Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glories above the heavens. Psalm 8:1. Emmanuel, God with us, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and it is safe. Proverbs 18:10. Notice all of those scriptures that we read had to do with the nature of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His nature is one that is omnipotent, omnipotent, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent, everywhere, all the time. He is sovereign, sovereign. He is independent of his creation and his creatures. He's immutable. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is everlasting. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the Almighty King. He's the King of Kings. Good morning, Ashley. Hope you're having a good stay while you're there in the Philippines. He is the ruler. He is the ruler of all nations. He is sovereign over evil. That's quite a subject to get into. You know, there's a lot of theologians that talk about don't murmur against second causes. Let me tell you something. He is the only cause. There are no second causes. There are no second causes. He is the first great cause and the last great end. He has made all things, and by him all things consist. These theologians want to talk about, you know, God's prescriptive will and his permissive will and his all these different wills, like God's schizophrenic. Listen, God is not divided. The Trinity is not divided. They are the, if you want to use the word Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are all in perfect unity. There's no division amongst them. They're all in agreement. And their everlasting covenant that they had before they created the world is fixed. Just like God is immutable, so is the covenant immutable. And the covenant was between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that Christ would come and give himself a ransom for a people. A people that were everlastingly loved by God. Good morning, Patrick Camaleo. This covenant will stand the test of eternity because it's an everlasting covenant. It's impossible for God to lie. It's an immutable covenant, an everlasting covenant. It's not a temporary covenant. It's not a conditional covenant. The covenant was sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ's blood is effectual for all for whom he shed his blood for. That's a wonderful thing to know. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can take it to the bank. There's no such thing as temporary salvation. Jesus Christ, it's an everlasting, eternal salvation. There's no conditional adoption. It's an eternal adoption. We were predestinated into adoption. That's why we can cry out and call him Abba Father. Amen. He says, call no man father on earth. There's only one everlasting Father, and that is our Father. Our Abba Father, Jesus Christ. There is no reason that we should come against the Bible in its declaration of his sovereignty, other than the creature trying to rise up and shake their fist in the face of Almighty God. That's the only reason that anyone would come against the sovereign God. And many, many are coming against it. If the word sovereignty means anything at all, it means that he is all powerful. He does not relinquish his power to someone else. That's why it's so important when we talk about the devil and Satan and the false prophets and evil. Always be reminded that all things are under his authority. All things are in his hands. Including your and my eternal destiny. We have no hand in it. There's a lot of people that want to think they have a hand in their own destiny. That's a total denial of the Bible. Total denial of the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He anointeth my head with oil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Him we live and move and have our very being. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. He is the Lamb of God. He's the substitute. He's the sin bearer. He is the only one that provided a perfect substitute. And as a result, for those for whom he died, we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. What a thought. What a work. What a declaration. There is no righteousness in the creature. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of his elect, all for whom he died for. What wondrous love is this? We as God's people should never tire of proclaiming the truth of God's sovereign, electing, predestinating power. And so, when you find those that are taking a different position and proclaiming man's sovereignty and proclaiming man's free will, proclaiming man's ability to save himself, proclaiming man's self-determination, there's something totally wrong with that philosophy, is there not? Isn't it in total contradistinction to the Word of God? How can two be together lest they be agreed? Right? That's what I hear all the time from people. That's why they want me to block them. Or that's why they want to block me. That's why they want to take me off your email, they say. Take me off your email. That's all right. That's all right. God's in charge. In charge of who I associate with and who doesn't associate with me. You know, I message on my messenger, my instant messenger. I need someone to teach me how to send out my messages to everyone on my instant messenger without having to do it individually. There's a way of doing it. I'm just kind of slow. You can teach an old dog new tricks. But I do send out my messages off of YouTube. After I put this on YouTube, I go to my instant messenger and send this out to everyone. And it takes about, 10 minutes to send it out to 750 people on my messaging. And it's amazing the messages I get back from sending that out. And that usually will kind of separate the wheat from the chaff, if you know what I mean. People say, how can you have 5,000 friends on Facebook? Well, I've been on Facebook a long time. And there's been far, far more people unfriend me than I have friends. I can tell you that. A lot of sifting going on. let the wheat grow up with the tares, right? Good morning, Howard Jett. Good to see you this morning. People resist this gospel truth that I have proclaimed this morning. People say, I don't want to hear it, you know. People will say, you're an antinomian, you're lawless. How can a person be lawless when they're proclaiming the absolute power of God in salvation? You know, it's another way of attacking God's perfect justice, his perfect righteousness, his perfect work on the cross for his people. Yes, I do believe in good works. Paul said, be not weary in well-doing. I do believe in obeying the word of God. But I take no credit. I take no credit for anything that I do. Any work, any good thing I might say, it all comes from the Holy Spirit of God, if I'm one of his. So that's kind of been what's on my mind this morning. I hope that you have a good weekend, and hope that we always remember from whence comes life, physical life, spiritual life. Our sustenance comes from him. He is the living water that cometh down out of heaven. He is the bread of life. So with that, I'm going to just convey to you that God is the only one who is our sustainer of both our physical and our spiritual lives. May the good Lord be with you this weekend, is my prayer. And Ashley, my thoughts and prayers are with you as you go through this time with your wife. And I think of you during the day when I'm going through struggles with my own son sometimes. And I know that God will give us the prevailing grace to face whatever we must face. God be with you.